a cold, water-filled ditch before death could be declared. Not that there was any doubt about it. The poor little sod had been dead for a long time. He was on his back on a square of blue plastic, an X-Men t-shirt pulled up around his shoulders. He wasn't wearing anything else. The camera flashed, burning an imprint on the retina. Standing in the corner, Detective Sergeant Logan McCrae closed his eyes and tried to think what he was going to tell David Reed's mother. 3 months of hoping her child would turn up safe and sound, while all the time he'd been lying dead in a ditch. Logan ran a hand over his tired face. Christ, he wasn't even supposed to be here. 14 hours since he'd reported for duty yesterday morning. So much for easing back into the swing of things. A frigid gust of wind whipped into the tent, and Logan looked up to see a sodden figure hurry in out of the rain. The pathologist. Dr. Isabel McAllister, 33, bobbed hair, brunette, 5'4", makes little mewing noises when the inside of her thigh is nibbled. She cast a professional glance around the crowded tent, freezing when her eyes locked onto Logan. Isabel put on her professional face. Has death been declared?
Aye, he's dead, all right. The duty doctor gave a loud sniff. Dead for a good wee while. Least 2 months.
Isabel nodded and placed her medical bag on the ground sheet next to the bloated body. Logan looked down on Isabel's head, thinking of all the things he'd planned to say the first time he saw her again. To fix what fell apart the day Angus Robertson got sent down for 30 to life. But whenever Logan pictured this moment, there wasn't a murdered 3-year-old lying on the ground between them. 1:30 in the morning. D.S. Logan McCrae stood in the lee of a twisted oak, using the tree as a windbreak. 4 high-powered spotlights sizzled in the torrential downpour, bathing the area around the sock tent with harsh white light. 2 were trained on the ditch where grim-faced police divers groped around in the waist-high water. Less than 8 feet away, the River Don surged past, swollen and dark. A search team was picking its way carefully along the riverbank by torchlight, working out in both directions. Up the hill, the blistering white television camera lights were hungry for a glimpse of dead meat. This shouldn't have been his case. Not in his first day back. But the rest of Aberdeen's CID were either off on a training course or getting pissed at someone's retirement bash. And D.I. McPherson, who was supposed to be easing Logan back into the swing of things, was busy getting his head stitched back together after someone had tried to take it off with a kitchen knife. So here was Detective Sergeant Logan McCrae, heading up a major murder inquiry, and praying to God he didn't screw up. Welcome back. 15 Concraig Circle was in one of the newer sections of King's Wells, a suburb just 5 minutes outside Aberdeen. The houses here looked as if they'd been thrown together by someone with a job lot of yellow brick and no imagination. Number 15's front door was opened by a heavy-set man in his mid-50s with a brick-red face, moustache, and hostile bloodshot eyes. He took one look at WPC Watson's uniform and said,
"About bloody time you bastards showed up."
This wasn't what Logan had been expecting. "I need to speak to Miss Reed."
"Aye? Well, you're too bloody late. The bloody papers were on 15 minutes ago looking for a bloody quote. You should have told us first. We're his bloody family."
Logan winced. How the hell had the media found out that David Reed's body had been discovered?
"I'm sorry, Mr. Reed. Charles Reed. Her dad."
"Mr. Reed, I don't know how the press found out about this, but I promise you, whoever's responsible is going to get their backside kicked from here to Stonehaven."
Logan paused.
"I know that doesn't make everything okay, but right now, I need to speak to David's mother."
Reed glowered, but he stepped aside, and Logan could see through a glazed door into a small lounge painted a cheerful yellow. In the middle of a bright red sofa were 2 women, one looking like a floral print battleship, the other like a zombie. The younger woman didn't look up as the police walked into the living room. Logan took a deep breath.
"Miss Reed."
No reaction. Logan sank down on his haunches in front of the sofa. She stared right through him as if he